Gemara Sardin, Daf Pe Alef. We begin today's Daf at the Mishnah on the Amud Rishon. Mishnah Tchayev B'Shtem Mitot Bedin Nidon B'Hamura. Person committed two crimes is Chayev to Mitot Bedin. So the law is, obviously you can't kill him twice, so they give him the most stringent of the two. The Mishnah continues, Avar Avera Shenetchayev Shtem Mitot. A person did one action, but in that one action he committed two isurim that are obligated to different mitot nidon b'hamura. A person, let's say, that have deal, he went with his mother-in-law. So that's mother-in-law is one and ishet ish is one. So he's got two different punishments over there. Serefa mishum hamoto, as we learned, and henek because of ishet ish. So therefore, clearly, serefa is more strict than henek. So therefore, he gets the punishment of serefa. Now continues, Rabbi Yosef Omer, nidon bezika rishona sheba'a alav. So Rabbi Yosef says, you get the punishment on the sin that came to you first. Whatever isur was forbidden first out of the two isurim, that's the one that is going to be. So we'll see. In the case of two at the same time, we'll see exactly what Gemara is going to say the case. So Gemara says, begins, Peshita, of course, which means, we said in the Mishnah, for guy did two averot, two different mitot, nidon b'hamura. So the Gemara says, of course you're going to judge him b'mita hamura, ela etagure etagur. What, do you want to reward him? You want to reward the guy because he did another avon, so we're going to give him the lesser... But he did two averot. So I'm not going to reward him by giving him the lighter punishment. He doesn't get reward for doing two sins. He gets worse for doing two sins. So therefore, I'm not going to reward him by giving him the lighter of the two. Etagure, etagure. Am I going to reward him? She says, Peshita de Bahamura Nidon. Share Abbanet Hayev. Dechi Salika Da'atan Nidon Bekala. How do I think to give him the lighter one? Dechi Atkure Etgar. He's going to get a reward. If he only did the hamura, we would give him the hamura. Now that he did the kala, we're going to give him the kala and take away the hamura. Makes no sense. It's like Gemara says, Peshita. Gemara answers, Amarava. So we're saying over here, you're right. If a guy did two averot, there's no question. Then they judge him in Bedin. He'll be hayav, obviously, for the more severe one. Which means they already donned him in Bedin on the Avera Kala already. Oh. So he got a psak that he's Hayav Henik, let's say. Now all of a sudden he did something that's Hayav Serefa. So on this, the Gemara is Ahav Amina. Salka Datach Amina, Kevan. The Nigmar Dino da Avera Kala, once already it's Nigmar Dino, they were posek on him that he's Hayab Mita, Hay Gavra Ketilahu. He's considered already dead. So if you can't kill a dead man, and therefore, Kamash Malan, the Hiddush is that even though they judged him, he's not considered a Gavra Ketila, and therefore they can rejudge him for the more severe punishment. Rashi, Amarava, Vadai. If he did two sins before he gets to Beit Din at all, clearly Beit Din will judge him on the more severe one. The first he was Nigmar Dino on the Kala, and they judged him on the Kala. You might have thought, finished, he's dead already. Could you kill a dead man now? You can't put another punishment on a dead man? No, he's not dead. Till they kill him, he's not dead. And therefore, even though there was a ruling for the kala, re-rule it and give him the hamura. Ba'amine Abu Rab Yosef Barhama Miraba Bar Natan. Minana Milta Damura Banan Mishan Tayefte Mitot Beddin Nidon Bahamura. What is the source for this? How do you know that if a person was did two averot, how do you know that you give him the stricter punishment? Afal Gavra, she says the Nigmar Dino the Kala. Even though Nigmar Dino, which means we're not asking on the Pshita case, we're asking Mina Namilta on the Hiddush case, that even though it was Nigmar Dino, you re-bring him to trial and you give him the Hamura. Dikhtiv, the Pasuk is in Yehezkel. Veholid ben paritz shofech dam el harim achal ve'et eshet re'ehu timeh ve'el agilulim nasa enav. So this guy committed a lot of crimes. The Gemara is going to explain the crimes and the punishments. Ve'olid ben paritz shofech dam, murderer, shofech dam. What's the punishment? That's sayif. Et eshet re'ehu timeh, that's zu eshet ish. That's already behenek. Ve'el agilulim nasa enav, zu avodat kochavim beskila. So it says over the guy committed three averot, sayif, henek, and sekila punishments. Uchtiv, what does it say? Mot yumat damav bo yihye. Anytime it says damav bo, Gemara understands beskila. So then, what do you see? You give him the most severe of the punishments.
He's dead.
No, Adrabah, that was the Havamina. Havamina was he's dead. Kamashwa, he's not dead. Why is he dead? No one, they didn't kill him. They didn't kill him. He did all three averot. And now we want to know which punishment should we give him. So the pasuk clearly says we're giving him sekilah. I don't need to.
Go slow.
Before you get nervous. He did three different sins over here. So because he does three sins, I give him the lighter punishment?
So you kill him anyway.
I'm asking you a question. So that's not justice. That's why you cannot be a judge. Because you're Hazid. Hazid. The guy did something, Hayaf Sekila, and you're gonna shoot a water gun at him.
No, wrong.
So then why is there four different punishments then if the result is dead? According to you, why are there four different punishments of Bet Din? According to you, there should be one. It's a good question. That's the answer. Their answer is the reason why there's four punishments is because certain punishments are more severe than others. Not just the result. If we're just looking at the result, give everybody a cyanide pill, right, and you kill them. Ella, every punishment over here, bediuk, sikila. The whole Gemara we've been learning the last two perakim, sikila is more hamura than serefa, serefa is more hamura than hereg, hereg is more hanuf than. Why do we care? Ella, because certain sins are worse. So therefore, I don't need this pasuk in Yechezkel to come and tell me where the guy did three sins, you give him the more severe. That's pashut. Ella must be the case he's talking about. It was nigmar dino after he murdered, and then nigmar dino after the second one, and now we give him the third punishment nonetheless. That she says biskila, dechol demehem bam biskila. Anytime it says demehem bam in the pasuk, it always means sekila. Deha hamura. Because that's the most severe. The either lo nigmar dino kodem lachen, and if we weren't talking about a case of nigmar dino, lo et tzarik lalashme'ina. I don't need a pasuk to come and tell me, guy did three sins, you're going to punish me for the worst. Ela must be the case he's talking about where it was nigmar dino lekala, and then they retried him for the hamura, and that's what the pasuk is coming to teach me. So the Gemara says, matkif la Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak, ema kulihu miskila. Who told you that these three sins that we're talking about are punishable by three different mitot? Maybe they're all sekila. How could it be? Ve'olid ben parit shofech dam. Ze ben sorer morer de beskila. Maybe the ben parit we're talking about over here is the wild, wayward son, which is a ben sorer morer. And ben sorer morer, we know, is punishable by sekila. Eshet re'ehu timeh zu na'ara me'orasa. Na'ara me'orasa, we know, is beskila. So then the Gemara says, if they're all skila, so then you have no ra'aya on three different punishments. Then the Gemara says, imken, ma'ika mashma'lan yichaskel. So what did Yichaskel come and tell me? Yichaskel comes and tells me, sekila. Of course you're going to get sekila. There's no other choice. So Gemara says, dilma Torah kemehadir. Which means, maybe he's not coming to tell you any haidush. He's just coming to give Musar. Rabotai, you should know. You do this Avon, you do that Avon, you do this Avon. There's Sekila. It's not coming to teach me any law necessarily. It's coming to mehazek me, the Musar of the Torah, to come and teach me the punishments. So Gemara says, Imken, Ibe'eli la'adura, Ki'echida adara Moshe Rabbeinu. Which means, if that's the case, he should have given all the mitzvot. Why did he pick these three? I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu reviewed the Torah. It's called Mishneh Torah, Sefer Devarim. If Yechezkel was going to repeat the Torah, he should have repeated it like Moshe Rabbeinu. Held up from the fact that Yechezkel did not repeat it like Moshe Rabbeinu. He chose these cases. It must be for the Hiddush. And what's the Hiddush? That it's three different punishments, and The Hiddush is that the punishment he gets is the most severe, even though they judged him for the light one. Darash Rav Aha B'Rabbi Hanina May Dichtiv El Heharim Lo Achal, says he went to the mountains, but he did not eat by the mountains. What does that mean, he didn't eat by the mountains? Shelo achal bizchut avotav. We're talking about a man who's a good man. He didn't need zechut avot. He didn't need to rely on the merits of his fathers. Ve'enav lo nasa el gilule bet Yisrael. Shelo halach bekoma zekufa. He did not walk in a haughty, upright manner. Ve'et eshet ri'ehu lo timeh. Shelo yarad le'umanut chavero. He did not go into competition against his friend. The Gemara compares that to Eshet Ish. When a person takes something that doesn't belong to him. So the Torah is coming to say he didn't go into the umanut, the trade of his friend. Now what? Ve'el isha nida lo yikrav. And he does not go next to isha nida. I guess taking tzedakah is considered something that's not nice if you have to take it. So they consider it disgusting, like a nida. In any event, some say that the Ani always has to question himself, maybe he shouldn't take or somebody else needs more than him, and therefore the kupah is going to be empty on his account, therefore it's like Isu Nida, that could be that it's has a question to it. Uchtiv, Sadiku. Anyway, guy follows all these rules. What does Yazkel say about him? Sadiku, Hayo, Yichye. He's a Sadiq, this man will live. Comes the Gemara and says, Kishaya, Rabban Gamliel Magiel Lemikraze, Haya Boche. When Rabban Gamliel used to get to this Pasuk, he used to cry. Why? Man da avid lekulehu, hu de haye, behada minayu, lo. It says only if he does all these things. He's got to be a perfect Sadiq. But if he only does one of them, he's not a Sadiq. Meaning, look how difficult it is to be a Sadiq. Hayot tehye, you got to have all these qualities over here. Amale Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, you're learning the Pasuk wrong. Ela me'ata. According to you, that you learned the pasuk is either all or nothing. How you learn the pasuk in Vayikra? Al titame'u bechol ele. In the arayot it says, do not mitame yourself with all these. Are you going to tell me that you're not hayav until you make all the arayot? Of course not. It means even if you did one, even though it said bechol ele. Ela hakiname bechulu in b'hadam inayu lo. Only until you make the kulu? Of course not. Ela be'achat mikol ele. It means kol ele, achat mikol ele. One out of them. Hachename, achat mikol ele. So too over here, it doesn't mean all of them you have to fulfill to be a Sadiq. That even if a person was challenged with one of them and he abstained, already is considered a Sadiq. Avar Avera. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if a person committed an Avera, that he's chayav two different mitot. So you get the Hamura. Rabbi Yosef said, you give him the first one that came to him. The first Isur that was there. Gemara explains. Tanya, Kesad, Amar Rabbi Yosef, what's the case? Nidon bezikari shuna ba'aylav. So Gemara gives the case. Hamoto na'asit eshet ish. Nidon b'hamoto eshet ish v'na'asit hamoto. Nidon b'eshet ish. It's his mother-in-law, and she's also possibly Eshet Ish. So in a case where, let's say, she was her mother-in-law, she was the mother, and she wasn't married at the time. Say her husband died, let's say. So she wasn't Eshet Ish. And then she got married. So the Isur of Hamoto came first. You're right, when he was with her, he gets two Isurim, Hamoto v'Eshet Ish. But since Hamoto came first, she was Asur Tim Mishum Hamoto before Eshet Ish, the punishment according to the B.O.C. is going to be Hamoto. Now, let's say she was Eshet Ish first. and then she became the mother-in-law. So now the punishment is going to be the first issue that hits. What's the first issue that hits? Eshet Ish. So therefore, that's the case. That's the case where the Rabbi Yosef says it depends what isud came first. Nashi.
She was Eshet Ish first, and then she
kegon. Hamoto v'naasit Eshet Ish kegon nasabat almana. A guy married the daughter of an almana. She's almana. She has no husband.
Yes.
And therefore, it's his mother-in-law, but she's not an eshetish at that time. V'ne esra ima mishum hamoto. And then what happened? The sit. And then she got married. Now a new isur came on them, which is what esra ala mishum eshetish nidon b'hamota b'srefa. Why? Dehi kadma. She came first. Aval imaita eshetish v'ne asit hamoto hoi k'shenasa bita. So that's the way. That's the way. Learn.
Gemara continues on Pe Aleph Amud Bet, and the Gemara says, Amale Rava Dabar Havale Rava Hamoto Venasa Eshet Ish Nidon Bahamoto. You told me that if she first was the mother-in-law, then she became Eshet Ish, meaning she got married afterwards. So the law is you judge the deen of the mother-in-law, which means what? Serefa. The Gemara says Lidon Name Aisun Eshet Ish. She should get punished. She should get punished. He should get punished because of Eshet Ish. Let me tell you what Isur Mosif is. Isur Mosif is that normally we have a law that says En Isur Hal Al Isur, that if a person does something that's forbidden already, you cannot tack on another Isur to something that is already Asur, unless the second Isur adds something over the first Isur that it didn't have. For example, the case that we have over here, first she was Hamoto. Hamoto, she's only forbidden to the son-in-law, but she's permissible to other people. Once she becomes Eshet Ish, she becomes forbidden to more people. She's forbidden to everybody. So that would be considered Isur Mosif. So therefore, why are you telling me that you only Hayam Ishum Hamoto? The Chaurah, this is a case of Isur Mosif. The second Isur adds more people to the Isur than the first Isur. And therefore, when we have a Isur Mosif, so then we say, yeah, Isur Hal Al Isur. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right, we don't argue with that principle. Amar le adab beri betre ketale katatle. So, but still what, you want to kill him with two killings? You can't kill him with two killings, which means even though there is a nyan of Isur Mosif, that's only the Gabesh Shogeg. Which means, let's say a guy went with his mother-in-law b'shogeg, which was also Eshet Ish. He would have to bring two korbanot. One for Hamoto and one for Eshet Ish, because it's Isur Mosif. But when it comes to killing, you can only kill the guy once, even if you want to say Isur Mosif. So he did two Isurim. But how many times are you going to kill him? So the Rebbe says, you kill him for the first one. What was the first one? Hamoto, before she became Eshet Ish. You're right. The Gabe Isur Mosif is in the Shogeg. If he did the Isur b'shogeg, he has to bring two Hataot. But not the legabe killing. He already he did it b'mezid. He got hatra'ah. We're going to kill him. Sirifan Hanik, you can't give him two punishments. So we give him the first one that came to him. What was the first one that came to him in this case? Hamoto, which is the deen of Sirifah. Now we go to the Mishnah.
Not the most stringent, the one.
The first one, that's the Biyosir's opinion. Matnitin, mi shilaka v'shana. Let's say a person got Malku twice on two different Averot. And then, what did he do? He made the Avera again. He made another Avera of Hayuv Malkut. So keeps on transgressing. He transgressed it three times. So he has a Hazakah that he's going to transgress this Avera over here. Now, Bet Din cannot kill somebody for transgressing an Avera three times. So I have Malkut. But over here it says, Bet Din Machdisim Oto Lekipah. Bet Din puts him in a room, in a prison cell. Umachilim Oto Se'orin. They feed him barley until his stomach explodes. Which is, even though Beti cannot kill him directly, but in this case over here, they can't kill him indirectly because he is a chronic transgressor of the Avon. So the Gemara says, I don't understand it over here. Just a guy made a couple of isurim. So for that they killed the guy, they put him in a kippah. Well, what's the big crime over here? Amar b'Riyah, Amar b'Shimon ben Lakish, Hacha b'Malkuyot, Shel Kiritut Askinan. We're talking about over here where he did not make a regular isur. He did an isur that's punishable by karet. Which means there's certain averot that are punishable by karet. If let's say there would have been witnesses and the proper warning, he would be chayav, like Avodah Zarah, Chilul Shabbat, certain arayot. These averot of karet, one is chayav, malkut, like say, guy ate chedev, guy ate dam, etc., etc. So therefore, these items over here, there's a punishment of malkuyot. Look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, Shel kiritut lav sheyesh bo karet. But they warned them for Malkut. They didn't warn them for the actual punishment of Karet or for the death penalty. They warned them for Malkut. So if they warned them for Malkut, they give him Malkut. So this guy is not transgressing Stam Isurim. This guy is transgressing Sirish Isurim. Isurim that are punishable by Karet. So the Gemara says, De Gavra Bar Ketalahu, that really this guy's Hayav Mita because of the Isur Karet that he went. So in Shamayim, they're going to get him eventually because he's making Isur Karetz. It just that what his time didn't come yet. Since this guy doesn't care, he keeps on transgressing Isur Karet over and over. He doesn't care about his life. So we bring the death closer to him, which means he's already going to get a death. Because in Shamayim, already going to get him for Isur Karet. So over here, he doesn't care about his death. He keeps on making the same avon over and over again. So therefore, we just bring it close, we put him in the kippah, and we feed him se'orim. Rashi says, the gavra bar katalahu, the Shamayim yechritu, the kerubehu delo, mekarev katalahu, why didn't he die yet? I died lo netkar b'mitato. However, Rashi says, the mevater nafshe, the mafkir atzmo la'averot. He's mafkir himself to the avera. Since he's mafkir himself to the avera, so if he doesn't care about his life, so then we're not going to care about his life as well. The Beit Din will put him in a kippah. Amar le Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Miyab bar Tachlifa. Ta asbera lach. Let me go explain you what the Mishnah is talking about. Be malkuyot shel karet achat. Which means the guy committed the same avera three times. The first two times they gave him malkut. If he does it a third time, then they put him in a kippah. Aval shel shtayim v'shel shalosh kilut. If he committed two different or three different sins of karet, you do not put him in the kippah on the third time. Isurehu deka ta'im. He wants to taste the taste of different averot. Which means when he's committing different kiritut, we say he wants to get a flavor of every averah. As yesterday, I was getting him. When he does the same averah three times or twice, and then he does the third time, then already he tasted it already. Why does he keep on doing the same averah? So he's learning the Mishnah. It's not separate averot. It's got to be the same averah on over and over again. Because then you could say the guy's giving up his life. He doesn't care about. He doesn't care. As she says. Shel karet ehad shavar ota avira atzma shalosh pa'amim al ashtayim loke ubashlishit yachnisu lekipa. The Gemara says mi shelaka v'shana. So we said again, if a guy committed the same sin again, we bring him into the kippa and we feed him bran until his stomach blows up. So the Mishnah told us over here that it's got to be just two times. Shana afagav delo shilesh. It sounds like over here, even though he didn't do it three times, which means the Mishnah holds over here that you can consider a guy a posheya just committing the crime twice. Lema matnitin, dero kerabban shemom gamliel, dereban shemom gamliel, ha'amar ad talat zimnelo avi hazaka. We know that according to Rabban Shimon Gamliel, the law of hazaka to establish a pattern, he holds hazaka only when it comes to three times. Over here, you see in the Mishnah that already we're establishing a pattern even after two times. So we see that the Mishnah is not going like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Rashi. Lema matitin de beshte malkuyot mechzeka le rasha ubae kipa de lo ke Rabban Shimon Gamliel. So Gemara says, Amar Ravina afilu tema Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Even Rabban Shimon normally says hazaka is three times. In this case, he's going to agree. Kasabar averot mechzikot. Which means it's the averot that are ma'zikim to be a rasha and not the malkuyot. Which means since he transgressed this averat three times, even though he didn't get malkut three times yet, he only got malkut twice. So the Gabed the Malkuyot, he has no Hazakah in Malkuyot. He only got Malkuyot twice. But what's giving him the Hazakah over here? Not the Malkuyot, the sin. How many times did he commit the sin before we put him in jail? Three times. We didn't give him Malkuyot the third time. We just put him straight in jail. So he said, it's the Averad that's giving him the pattern of this. So he has a pattern of three times in Averot. So that's considered already like Rabban. Shimon Gamliel, Rashi says, Averot ma'zikot oto be'azkat rashau u'batra'a ve'lo Malkut, Hilkach, Beshelishi, considered to the Kippah that Hazek the Beshosh Avirot. Since he committed the Avirat three times, that's when he considered enough of a Hazakah. Metive, the Gemara has a question against Avina Avar Avira. She is by Malkut Pa'am Rishona Ushniya Malkim Oto. Since if he committed it the first and second time, they give him Malkut. Shelishi, if he committed it the third time, what does it say? Kotsin Oto the Kippah. Abba Shaul Omer, Av Beshelishit Malkin Oto. Abba Shaul says, even the third time they give him Malkut, Barbi'it Kotsim Oto the Kippah. The fourth time, they put him in the Kippah. So the Gemara says, my lad, the Kula Amma Malkuyot Mahazikot. Must be everybody holds that. What's giving the Hazakah? The Malkuyot. And over here, Sultan Rabba, the Rabbi, the Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Kamepalge. Which means we have a Mahloket, generally speaking, how much times makes a Hazakah? Does Hazakah happen after two times, or does Hazakah happen after three times? So from the fact that Abba Shaul came along and said that he has to give Malkut three times before they give him a Malkut, must be that the other opinion says that you give him Malkut after two times, already you give him a Kippah. That sounds like that the Hazakah is going not on the sin, it's going on the Malkuyot. You just told me that the Hazakah is going on the sin. Here you see, not like that. Here you see that the Mahloket is, how many times did he get Malkut? Did he get Malkut two times and you put him in jail? Or did he get Malkuyot three times and put him in jail? So you see the Kavarah, it's going on the Malkuyot. So the Gemara says, "La, no, that's not the Pshat. The Kol Alma Itdehu D'Rabban Shimon Gamliel." Everybody holds in that Braita, like Rabban Shimon Gamliel, that what, that Hazakah happens only after three times. What's the Mahloket? V'hakam epligi, demor sabar averot mahsikot, umor sabar malkuyot mahsikot. The question is, what makes the guy a Hazakah v'rasha over here? So the first opinion that says that after two malkuyot, you put him in the prison because he committed the sin three times. So he holds that the averot are what makes the Hazakah, three times committing the averah. The second opinion, Abba Shaul says, it's not the averot that make him rasha, it's getting malkut three times. So therefore, after he committed the averot three times, get malkut three times. So everybody knows the magic number is three. The question is, three what? The first opinion says it's got to be three averot. The other rabbi says it's got to be three malkuyot established that he is a rasha. Comes the Gemara and says, from a different baraita, we learned in the different baraita, let's say they warned him that it's going to be hayab malkut if he commits this isur, v'shatak, and he kept quiet. Or they warned him and he just nodded his head. He didn't say that he's doing it, you know, with intention to getting the Malkut. He just kept quiet or he nodded his head. Probably should have a shini after it happened the first two times. Matrin bo. That's it. They give him a warning. They don't punish him. However, at the shlishit, and if it happened the third time that happened, kotsin oto lekipa. Abba Shaul omer Abba Shaul says, af b'shlishit matrin bo. And they don't punish him. But be'id kotsin oto lekipa. V'ata Malkut leka. Here they didn't give him Malkut. You can't tell me the machloket over between these two rabbis is Malkut the item or is the Averah. Because here the case is they didn't give him Malkut at all. Over here, all they did is warn him. He nodded his head. The Gemara said you don't punish him until either the second time or after the third time. But over here, the first two times he didn't get Malkut. So you can't tell me that these two rabbis are arguing is the Malkut the item. In this case over here, there was no Malkut to start off with. Again, the case about over here where they warned him, don't do this item over there, and you're going to get Malkut. He didn't say anything. So say he can't punish him. He didn't accept the warning so good. Second time, don't do anything. Third time, you give him Malkut. Sometimes it's the fourth time you give him Malkut. But over here, you can't tell me that it's going on how many times he got Malkut, because he only got Malkut one time. Clearly it's going on the Avira over here. How many times he heard the or the Gemara asks, Bemai Kamepligi. What's the argument? Must be the argument over here is Avirot. That the Avirot are Mahzikot. Ama Ravina. The argument over here is this punishment that they would say we put him in the kippah does this punishment need a hatra or not? Tanakama says that the putting him in this kippah does not need a hatra. And therefore, since he committed the avera three times after they warned him from Malkut, finished. He's a rasha already, and they put him in the kippah right away after the third time. Even though they didn't warn him for this punishment. What do you mean they didn't warn him for the punishment over here? They told him Malkut, they didn't tell him the karet of it. And Abba Shaul says what? That Afa Pish Rosaka Rasha Lahara Avera Shilishi, even though it's true. He's considered Rasha after number three. Mikomakuvi of Sharadanak, they saw the kippah, you cannot put him in a kippah. Mahachlo etrubo leoneze. Verakim Yavur Shum Pamid, only the fourth time, Vietrubo lefnekinim Yavru Yechnusud Ba, which means, not that Malkut. They didn't warn him they're going to put him in a kippah. That's it, which means the argument over here is, do you have to give a hatra'ah for the kippah? Over here they warned me to get Malkut, but they didn't warn him for kippah. So the first rabbi comes along and says, you don't have to warn for kippah. Once he committed the avirah three times, finish. He did the avirah three times, put him in jail. They didn't warn him he's going to go to jail. Doesn't matter. The second rabbi says, no. They warned him three times. The fourth time they have to tell him, you do this again, you're going to go to jail. And that's why he says, it has to be after fourth time. The argument, of course, is a different argument. Do you need hatra'ah for the kippah or not? Look at Rashi. Hitrubo veshatak. Shehirah be'atzmo kemekabel hatra'ah. He looked like he was accepting hatra'ah. He kept quiet. For me, lo etir atzmo lemalkut. He didn't say he's going to get malkut. He didn't say, I know I'm getting malkut and I'm doing it anyway. Be'edya ve'ched be'erkin no show. He nodded his head. Ve'ramas shu mekabel. He just gave a name as an exception. Ava bidelo lakeh. Be'atra'ah. This hatra'ah, you're not going to get malkut because he didn't accept it explicitly. Ki ani de lo etir atzmo lemalkut. The only time you get malkut, he says, I know I'm getting malkut, I don't care. He didn't say that. Mikol makom atrat inu la'azik rasha. He can make him a rasha if he does it three times. Upam nishuna matin ba v'shavkeh. First time they give him a warning, they leave him alone. Nechem ba'avrat shinia v'shavkeh. B'shalishit matrim ba lemalkut. They give him a warning again. Once he commits it the third time, they put him in the kippah. Why? Because he's chuzak rasha. He did it three times. Abba Shaul omer, he's got to do it the fourth time before they put it in the Malkut. Over here, no one's arguing is Malkut, the Mahazik over here. Clearly over here, it's only in Yan of the Averah.
Rashi says, V'ahakam Malkut leka. They know it's Tiratzon the Malkut. He's not getting Malkut. Shere Shatak. Then he's not getting Abba Shaul Meshum the Malkut Mahazikot. The Maikam Plegi, next Rashi. Ha'al de lo Rabbi Namotib, V'ahad lo... Which means over here, clearly it must be going on Averot Mahzikot. So if it's Averot Mahzikot, what's the machloket? Amar Avina ben hacha ben bemanditit. So now we have a new way of learning the Mishnah. Kamaita bekipah sirichat ra'akav. The machloket over here is, do you need a warning before you send them into the kippah? Udekula amak rashbag. Everybody says the magic number is three. Like Rashbag, Hazaka is three. ולא עוסק עד שלוש עבירות של התראה מתקות מקובלת או בפיפו משתיקה, whether he accepted it verbally or he nodded his head, או ברכנת ראש, וכמה פליגים בכיפה היא צריכה תראה. תנא כמה פרש בועד על הנשי, סבר, כיוון שהוא עוסק רשע, since he is considered רשע, עד שלוש התראות, after the first three warnings, של מלכות, קונסים אותו לכיפה, after the third time, ואף הפיל שלו הותרה, עד כך, even though he wasn't warned, he's going to go into the כיפה. ואבא שאול סבר, גמרת ראש של מלכות עוסק רשע, ולא על השתיים.
You're right, he becomes the Rasha after the third time. However, you can't put him in the Kippah until he does the Avirah the third time. Now you have to warn him the fourth time. You do this again, we're putting you in the Kippah. So there's no argument where the three times is the magic number. Three times clearly is the magic number of Hazakah. Questions are whether you need Hatra'ah or not. Umay kippah, Gemara asks a question. What is this kippah? Amar Rav Yehuda, melo komato, which means you put him in a prison, like a phone booth, the size of his height. A very narrow, narrow room over there where he just stands, exactly the... So he can't even sit. He has no room to move over there.
How long?
Where do you see that this is like? Until he stops. Until his stomach blows up. Amar l'shtakish, the pasuk says, temotet rasha ra'a. That somebody has a din of a rasha, we cause his death. Amar l'shtakish, my diktiv, ki gam lo yeda ha'adam et ito. The person doesn't know his time. Kadagim shenehazim b'msuda ra'a.
It's like a fish that gets caught in a trap. He has no idea that it's coming. My mitzudah ra'a. What is this mitzudah ra'a, this bad trap the fish gets? Amar ish takish haka. That's referring to the hook, which means
small hook, big fish.
Exactly. Small hook is able to catch a big fish without him knowing it, and therefore is able to, that she says, mitzudah ra'a. I did fourth line in Ashi. I did the idea of Ishtakish by Kera. We brought the beginning of the Dirash. My Mitzudah Ra'ah Haka Amu Bela'az Shehu Ra' V'Halash V'Katan or Chesbo Dagim Ketun Gedolim. The small hook is able to catch big fish. Pit'om. And it's done suddenly. V'Enu Ro'eh V'Enu Domele Nehaz B'Rishtot Aydeh Marab B'Tachbolot. Otherwise you have a trap. It's a big trap. Big trap, okay, that's catch a lot of fish also. But this is worse. This is a little haka like that. All of a sudden, boom, it's able to trap him up. Matnitin. Ha'oreg nefesh shelo be'edim. Mechnisim oto l'kipa, machidin oto lechem, sar, umayim, la'chatz. If a person killed, let's say, however, there was no edim. So Betin obviously cannot kill him because there was no edim, but they know he killed. But there was no, yeah, killed on purpose. But there's no technical edim, you can't kill him. So what do? They put him in a kippah, they put him in this kippah again, and they feed him lechem tzar, a small amount of ration of bread. Umayim la, that's where they get the jail, bread and water. They feed him the minimum amount of it. So the Gemara will go through it. Gemara says, Minayadina. If you don't have witnesses, so Minayadina. How do you know that he killed? If there were no witnesses. Amarat Edut Miyuhedet, which means they have two witnesses that saw it, one from one window and one from the other window. But the witnesses did not see themselves. In order for the witness to be kashir, they have to know that they're both witnessing the same act. So we have technically two witnesses. So for Beit Din it's not admissible, yeah. But for knowledge we know from two witnesses fact that he did it. So therefore, it's edut that's emet. It's just not gezerat the katuv. Beit Din is not able to kill on such edut. That's one way. Shmuel says no. There were witnesses there. They just didn't warn him. So they didn't warn him. So therefore, if you don't warn, you're not allowed to give a. That you cannot say that there's no warning at all, because then maybe it was a shogeg. If it was a shogeg, then he doesn't get a death penalty at all. The kavanah over here is they warned him and he kept quiet. So you don't know what that keeping quiet was over there. He didn't say I'm willing to die, so therefore you can't kill him. But he wasn't mizi because they did warn him and he did acknowledge it, but he didn't say I'm doing it anyway. So therefore, in that case, when they say there's witnesses. There was a quasi hatra enough to kill him, but you can't kill him directly, so you put him in the kippah.
How do you learn that the witnesses have to?
That's a gezerat hakatuv. It's a pasuk. There's a pasuk. V'Rav Chisda Amar Avimi. Oh, Rav Chisda says in the name of Avimi. Kegon de itkachush lebedikot. ולא התכחוש בחקירות כדתנן מעשה ובדק בן זכאי בעוקסי תאנים. Remember we said that the witnesses go through interrogations. There's hakirot, which are the major interrogation questions. If they make a mistake on hakirot, we throw the witnesses out. If they make a mistake on the technical items over there, so then it's not so crucial over here. Those are called the hakirot, is the crucial ones, and the bedikot are the less crucial ones over here. We learned already above that there was a case of Ben Zakkai. What did he do? He questioned the witnesses ukset te'enim. He already asked them about the tree, the dates that were on the tree, or the figs that were on the tree. He asked them about the orchids, the stems. What did they look like? Which means were they fat? Were they skinny? Which means, according to this, if you trip up the witnesses that they don't even know such a minor detail, edutan betela. Betela meaning you don't kill the guy on that. But you know he did it. If they make a mistake on the date, on something so major like that, you throw the witnesses out, you don't kill anybody. They're false witnesses. Yeah, they got the date right, they got all the facts right. They got them on a technical item that's really not germane to the case. What does it care if the tree had the fat dates or the skinny dates? What's the difference? It got nothing to do with the murder. But if you can trip him up on that, at least it saves the guy from a mital bedin. However, so that case over there, we're talking about where that's exactly what happened. It was enough to trip them up to throw the case out, but not enough to exonerate the guy totally. Umachirim oto lechem saab, umayim lachatz, and you feed him lechem saab. You feed him, you know, a minimum amount of bread. And mayim lachatz, and you know, minimum amount of water. May shina ha'ka dektanim tilmul lechem saru mayim lachatz. Or may shina ha'ta dektanim ha'kanim utos seolim ha'chikrasum et baka'at. In the last Mishnah, we know when you put him in the cell, you feed him bran until his stomach explodes. Here, they're feeding him a different menu. Why the menu changed? Amar av sheshat idi v'idi tilmul lechem saru mayim lachatz. Ad shiuktan ma'yono. Which is first, you give him this small amount of food so his stomach shrinks. And after you shrivel his stomach up by giving him this small amount of food, then you give him se'uri, causes the stomach to explode. And then what happens? You blow him up. So the Gemara is giving you both processes. The first process is the lechem saad, umayim lachatz. And then after that, when the stomach shrivels, then already you blow it up by giving him the bread.